6. Bob, July 19th, 2133.
Damn it!
Dr. Landers leaned back with a surprised expression. Problem, Bob? Sorry, Doc. I was reading up on current electrical engineering standards. You yanked me in mid-paragraph. Dr. Landers looked down at his tablet and cleared his throat.
Ah, yes, Bob. You've been in that simulation for 2 days, subjective time. During that period, nothing went outside of specs, despite everything we threw at you. That's very impressive. The logs from your guppy indicate that you've set up some interesting monitoring interfaces and scripts. Our software people are jumping around in excitement. Several of them have asked to keep a copy of you.
Is that possible?
Technically, of course it is. We back you up every night. Just a matter of doing a restore, assuming we had a matrix of our own big enough to hold you.
The doctor blew out a breath and shrugged.
Unfortunately, Faith owns you, as they are financing this project, so we don't have a lot of leeway.
On that subject, when are you going to tell me what I'm being groomed for? Dr. Landers cocked his head.
What one of you is being groomed for, there's still one other candidate.
Wait, we lost two more? When?
One was due to a psychotic break a few days ago, and the other was determined by Minister Travis to be unsuitable.
Oh. What happened to him?
Purged. No reason to save it once the ministry said no.
Wow. Even Dr. Landers is pretty matter-of-fact about this. They just killed someone. I couldn't afford to let my feelings show, though. At least some of the evaluations were going to be subjective, and I didn't want to alienate anyone. So the final goal of this whole exercise...
Soon, Bob. Right now, I'd like to talk to you about your previous life. You handled 2 days subjective in a simulation with no human contact at all and were irritated when I pulled you out. Silly question, perhaps, but would you consider yourself a loner?
I chuckled. Let me tell you a little story. There was a movie out a number of years ago called Castaway, 133 years ago.
Christ's sake, Guppy, shut it!
Heard of it?
Dr. Landers shook his head. It is part of my job to study and understand your era, but I can't watch every single movie ever produced.
And so many stinkers, too. Really, if you're up on Star Wars and Star Trek, you're golden. Anyway, back to Castaway. Cliff Notes version. A guy gets shipwrecked on a desert island for 4 years. I watched the video with a girlfriend. Afterward, she described it as a nightmare. I was surprised because I'd been thinking of it as a fantasy. 4 years of no interruptions. Of course, it would have been more enjoyable with something to read. I waved my Waldo in what I hoped was a human gesture. Point is, that's when I really realized that I don't think like most people. I'm fine with solitude. In fact, I get antsy when I'm around people for too long a period without respite. The doctor took a deep breath, put his tablet down, and leaned back in his chair. He looked pensive for a few moments, then leaned forward on his elbows.
Okay, Bob. That's about what I thought. But it's nice to have confirmation. So, here's the bottom line. Do you know what a von Neumann probe is?
Yes, of course. It's an automated interstellar probe that builds copies of itself as it visits systems. There was a moment of silence as my brain caught up with the conversation.
Oh. Wait. Are you saying...
That is correct. We are preparing one of you to be the controlling intelligence for a von Neumann probe.
I watched through several video feeds as the small roamers reassembled a 3D printer that I'd been required to diagnose and repair. Roamers, it turned out, came in various sizes, from a huge monster spider 8 feet across through the medium-sized units that I had access to, right down to something the size of a gnat. Below that size, nanites were available, but they were single-purpose devices with very limited flexibility. At the moment, I was working on coordinated activities using several different sizes of roamers. The 3D printer was only one of many challenges I'd been given. The roamers required minimal supervision once the tasks and dependencies had been laid out. The trick was to figure out the proper level of detail in the instructions, to avoid errors from giving too much leeway without micromanaging them to a standstill. Without my kibitzing, they could do any job up to 10 times as fast, so I tried to lay out the plan and then stay out of the way.
Once I figured out how to define conditions under which the roamers would interrupt me, even active supervision became optional. While they worked, my mind wandered. Once Dr. Landers had spilled the beans, he had made some of the project documents available to me. I hadn't been this impatient since the day I signed the papers for the sale to TerraSoft. Every second had dragged on that day, and every millisecond dragged now. I wanted today's training to be over so I could concentrate on studying and reading. The doctor's little robot was going to be enthusiastically cooperative from now on. Oh my God, this is like every nerd's dream job. I could be going to the stars.